You, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Postgame Show as the Bad Eggs Hatches victorious over the USA Patriots 67-53 to clinch their first district title since 1969. Today was their first postseason appearance since 1975. Now they're on to the regional semifinals on Monday to take on Millington. That game will take tip off roughly at 7:30 p.m. with coverage starting at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. But your postgame show continues in just 4 minutes on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means there are 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hi, this is Denise from McDonald's Food and Family Center. We want to invite you to come and check out our newly expanded bulk department. All product is now prepackaged and we're receiving new items every week. We also have a Michigan made and local product area and a new dollar section. The floral department and special order delivery service is available 7 days a week. We are open 7 to 11 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Hope to see you soon at McDonald's Food and Family Center.
your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From the premier truck dealer and a thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means their 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
WLEW Sports postgame show. District's final 83 is in the books. Bad Axe 67, USA 53. Now on to Regional 22 at Reese, Michigan. Semifinals of Regionals taking place Monday, and the winners playing on Wednesday. The first game on Monday will be Ithaca and Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary, facing off at 6 p.m. and roughly at 7:30 p.m. Millington against Bad Axe in what is hyping to be one of the best games of the year, as it's the down to the two best teams from the Tri-Valley League and the Greater Thumb Conference, obviously, of Bad Axe here facing off on Monday. John, you saw Millington play last night against Vassar.
Last night, that was a whale of a ball game. I couldn't even hear myself think, and I swear my ears were ringing after we left the gym. 46-45 in favor of Millington. It was just a heartbreaker for Vassar on their own home floor, but Millington came through, and they are led by a couple kids that are just really fantastic shooters. It almost seems like the only rule on that team is basically cross the 10-second line, please, before you launch, and they make. Sean Pardee, he is a junior, had 21 points last night, and the senior, Austin Levan, he had 17, and I would say more than half of their shots come from three-point land. It is really a fun team to watch. I didn't really get a chance to see their inside game too much because, well, they were in foul trouble the whole game. But other than that, it was a well-coached ball game. It was just a lot of fun. Gosh, watching a student section like Vassar's and the Millington fans, I was sitting right in the amidst the Millington fans. What a bunch of great people. I really enjoyed myself. I'm going to enjoy myself on Monday because this is going to be a really great program with great fan support, well-coached. And, of course, we have the Bad Axe Hatchets going to be going over to Reese and taking them on in the second game, 7:30 game. And that's going to be just really a whale of a ball game.
Kind of preview that one for us. Obviously, Party from Millington against Time or No is the marquee matchup in this one. Who do you think has the upper edge?
Truth of the matter is I would never, ever – ever bet against Tommy Morna. He's a very unassuming, quiet, very amiable guy. But you put him in basketball shoes and a basketball court, and he's an assassin.
Oh, okay.
He is fun to watch. He is the team leader, no doubt about that. And he basically dictates the tempo of the ball game. Even when he is closely guarded, he's got a knack to go ahead and control the ball game. You don't see that very often.
No, sir.
So leadership-wise, I'm going to say Tommy Morneau is the guy that I would draft if I had a mock draft to build a basketball team. That's not to say that Sean Pardee is not anything other than what he is hyped to be. He's a great